Back in February, President Obama promised the American people that the $787 billion stimulus package would have an unprecedented level of transparency and accountability.
So that every American will be able to go online and see where and how we're spending every dime.
And the White House set up a website, recovery.gov, to let people track the money being spent. You can find pie charts, graphs, and press releases. You can find stimulus money by state, category, or agency. But recovery.gov has some competition. The website recovery.org includes breakdowns of exact projects receiving stimulus money. Recovery.org is run by a private company in Seattle. Eric Gillespie is chief information officer with the company on VIA, and he's come into our studios to show us the data they've compiled. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And let's go to your website, recovery.org, and look at the state of Texas. I have Texas open here, and I see one county that is getting a whole lot of money. It's Tarrant County, which includes Fort Worth. 37 projects valued at?
37 projects valued at about $1.3 billion.
And we can click on the square for Tarrant County here, and what do we see?
Below the map of Texas and below Tarrant County, you see all of the projects currently obligated in Tarrant County, all of those 37 projects that you mentioned. For each of those projects, you can click on any one of them and identify where in the solicitation process that project is. And you can see how to bid on that project.
And some of these projects are resurfacing roadways, repairing bridges, converting pit toilets to waterborne facilities. Let's go to the government website, recovery.gov. And if we go to Texas, do we get anywhere near that kind of information?
Well, the view at recovery.gov is very top-down as opposed to bottom-up. So what you see is how funds are being allocated from the federal government to the state of Texas and the programs and buckets that they're funneling money into. What you don't see is actually how those funds are being distributed or allocated in communities by job.
Compiling data like this is something your company's been doing for a long time. How are you getting this information about the stimulus package, and why are you able to put up a lot more information, apparently, than the government's own website is?
So we actually go out and source at the local level in communities what's happening.
What does that mean?
From a technology standpoint, think about it as Google on steroids.
I'm thinking about that.
Okay. So we go out and use some deep web searching technology to actually dig into what communities, municipalities, counties publish on the internet and pull that back and analyze it. Not every agency is on the web, though. So we literally get hundreds of newspapers at our office every day and have researchers dig through those newspapers and find public notices, cut them out, scan them, and put them in the database because it's not all online.
And you're saying this is something you're able to do with the technology you've developed over the years that the government website, recovery.gov, simply isn't able to do.
That's right. From a standing start, it's a really difficult thing to do, and it's really dynamic. There's not a day that goes by that our researchers aren't identifying some nuance to what we do and how we do it, and we have to change the algorithm or the software that we have to go source information.
Who do you figure the audience is for your website? Who's coming to look at your maps and your graphs?
There are three groups of people. The unexpected group was the federal government. Of the 15 most frequent visitors to our site, 13 of the 15 are federal agencies.
Coming to you, not to recovery.gov. They're coming to recovery.org.
Right. The second audience for our site are the businesses that are trying to tap into the stimulus dollars that are being allocated. And the third audience is the taxpaying public. You know, they want to know where their precious taxpayer dollars are going. I think one of the challenges the administration has faced is they've thought about recovery.gov. They've largely focused on an audit process. They have focused on the inspector general community who is trying to root out fraud, waste, and abuse. And that's an important piece of this. But I think they've overlooked the public. I think their goals have been outlined and they're moving that direction, but it's not there quite yet.
Eric Gillespie is Chief Information Officer with the company on VIA, which runs the website recovery.org, not to be confused with recovery.gov. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And we called the government office that runs recovery.gov. They told us their website is intended for all users, including taxpayers. They said they're building their site from scratch, so it will take a little time. They urged patience and said visitors should start to see improvements in October. This is NPR, National Public Radio.